Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. I am Eileen and your host for the last night that we are airing this show on RightStream Radio. We are having some major technical difficulties, so I'm not even sure if you can hear me or not. We are having a challenge with our call-in number tonight. So I thought that I would, even if we have no callers tonight, I would share a little bit of spiritual wisdom with everyone, and we would take it from there. If things shift while I'm doing this, so be it. If not, we will have a recording for our last airing from RightStream Radio. And so I want to begin by saying thank you to RightStream Radio, which is has been owned and operated by RightStream Publishing and our dear friend, Daria Ann DiGiovanni, who invited us to host this show a little over a year and a half ago. We are grateful to have had this wonderful experience of serving all of you while we have been hosted at RightStream Radio. Well, we are not going away. We are going to be continuing the show live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer, and starting next Sunday in our same time slot at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have found a new home. And actually, we created a new Blog Talk radio station called The Heart Healer Radio. So I hope that you will all follow me there and continue to enjoy a little bit of heart-centered wisdom on your Sunday evening and be able to call in for free Akashic Records readings when you feel the need to. All right, so let me just also share a couple things, and then I will ask Spirit what I am to share with you tonight, because this is really just like a monologue, right? Okay, so I've mentioned that next Sunday, March 4th, so what you'll do is you'll come on to blogtalkradio.com, and you can either put / the, T-H-E, heart, H-E-A-R-T, Healer, H-E-A-L-E-R, radio, or you can search for us by going to blogtalkradio.com and typing in the Heart Healer Radio in the search window. And so we will be here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And what we will also be offering, it will take a little bit of time, we will be offering three additional shows on the Heart Healer Radio. I can't tell you exactly when each show is going to start yet. We're kind of creating as we go here. One of them, though, will be a show that will be talking all about holistic health and metaphysics and hypnotherapy, all sorts of interesting topics. And another show is going to be all about conscious conversations, which should be very interesting. We'll give you more details when I do my show next Sunday on March 4th from the Heart Healer Radio. And our last show, which will probably not be starting for another 6 months or so, is all going to be about the peace movement, ways to invite peace into your life, information about how to be a loving companion to Mother Earth, and to be a compassionate listener. Lots of interesting and wonderful heart-centered subjects that you can join us on the Heart Healer Radio for. And to always figure out what I'm doing, if you're following me, you can always find me on Facebook at Eileen Gottlieb, I-L-E-N-E Gottlieb, G-O-T-T-L-I-E-B. On Facebook, you can also find me on facebook.com/ the heart, I think it's Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. But you can find me if you search The Heart Healer or if you search Eileen Gottlieb. And I also have a wonderful Facebook group called Sharing the Love with Young Living Essential Oils. And we do a Facebook Live from that group twice a month. In fact, this Tuesday, February 27th at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, I will be doing my next Facebook Live. And we talk about different aspects of how to bring therapeutic grade essential oils into your life to promote health and well-being, inner peace, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you join the group, you'll also, we have three Facebook Lives now, one where we talk about how to create a green home. Another is essential oils that support heart health. Trying to remember, I think the third one was essential oils to support your immune system. So by joining the group, you have a little bit of education that's right there waiting for you under the videos section of the group. And so this Tuesday, the 27th at 7 o'clock, I will be having some fun sharing some essential oil wisdom and education. I've loved essential oils for over 20 years, but I've been a distributor with Young Living Essential Oils since 1997 and have gathered a bit of information through the years. They're very much a part of my day-to-day life. I use them with my clients in my private practice, which involves, it's called Vibrational Healing from the Heart, Inc. is the name of my company. And I've had a private practice for over 23 years, serving clients one-on-one and in groups, utilizing different energy modalities, as well as being a conscious channel and offering Akashic Records reading. I love doing emotional clearing work, and so join me once a month for our free new moon clearing call. You can always find out what I'm doing by going to my website at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com. /events, E-V-E-N-T-S. And you can always listen to any of our archived shows here on Right Stream Radio until we build up an archive over on the Heart Healer Radio. They will still be available through Blog Talk Radio. The station will still be there. It just will not have actively live shows, from what I understand. Technology is not always something I'm terribly knowledgeable about, but I'm getting there. I'm doing my best, for sure. All right. So always go to EileenTheHeartHealer.com /events, and you'll know exactly what I'm offering and when. If I'm speaking at a conference, or if I have a Facebook Live coming up, or a group, or something like that, you're always welcome to do that. And if you go to my contact page on my website, if you like what you hear when you've listened to any of the archived shows, or you've been a loyal listener, for which I am very grateful, then please feel free to schedule a free strategy session with me. If the times that I have scheduled are not convenient for you in your schedule, just send me a message through my website. Let me know that you want to be in touch with me, and we'll set up a time that will work for both of us. It gives me great joy to serve you in bringing yourself into your heart more, living from this place of being, because I truly know and trust that a conscious heart connection is the key to living a life of joy. If you find that you've been experiencing a lot of either low-level or high-level anxiety, these are things that I can support you with in creating a different way of being in your skin, so to speak. A conscious heart connection is the key. I was guided some time ago to refer to myself as the heart healer. And the reason for that is because it is my soul's purpose to teach this as an integral part of how I serve clients. I approach everything from a holistic health orientation. My background is in nursing, so my knowledge of the body and its anatomy and physiology is quite adept. And so when you have a physical issue that you're having a challenge with, and you've gone to the doctor and you want to find a way to deal with it from the holistic model, I can support you in creating a program that will really bring your heart into some good healing and your body as well. If you've got symptoms that you're not sure what they're from and you don't want to go to the doctor, or you've gone to the doctor and you're not, and they're not able to identify or pinpoint what really is going on, you can schedule a medical intuitive reading. I have been blessed to be able to serve clients through these modalities all these years. And really, when we do what is our passion, what is our soul's purpose for being here, it's just so joyful. So anything that I can do to support you brings me great joy. And speaking of that, do you know what your passion is? Do you know what it is that is your soul's purpose for being here? Are you struggling with bringing financial abundance in? Are you struggling with finding the right business for you, or the right place of employment, or the right way to express how you can serve others? Then an Akashic Records reading is the perfect tool to be able to offer information that will empower you in making conscious choices. If you're struggling in your relationships with others, with a spouse, with a partner, with your children, with family members, with your boss, it matters not. The way that I approach this in a session, either through an Akashic Records reading or through an emotional processing session, is to assist you in understanding what the root cause is for the challenge, and helping you to then find a strategy that you feel comfortable with that will empower you in making conscious choices to move forward in your life. You can read testimonial after testimonial on my website of people that have been grateful for the work that we have done, as I am grateful for them choosing to share their lives with me, and also their testimonials for what their experience has been and the benefits that they have enjoyed as a result of sharing time with me as their facilitator. Knowing what it is that you're here to do, I think, is half the battle sometimes, especially when we feel lost. I have always been blessed to know where I'm supposed to be next. And I have to tell you, if you don't have that as a gift, then being able to know it is a gift that you can give yourself. I've been blessed to have three distinctly separate careers, all an expression of my nursing and my love for people. I've worked in clinical nursing. I started out working with children and at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. I'm an old diploma nursing school graduate that the school is now, the alumni is part of the University of Pennsylvania. And I have just been so grateful for all the different ways that I've been guided to serve. Working with kids truly has been my greatest joy, and I'm always grateful for any opportunity that I have to support children, because truth be told, and we all really know this, the children are our future. So anything that each of us and all of us as a collective can do to support children in being able to be here, empowered, knowing what they're here to do, is truly a gift that we all can give children in our own unique way. But if you want to know a really wonderful gift that you can give children right now, here and now with me, as you're listening to this, sending love from your heart center to the children of this world is probably one of the greatest gifts that we all can do. And you might ask yourself, how do you do that? And is that really effective? Trust me when I say to you, everything is energy. Love is energy, and there are no boundaries to it. And so if you spend just a few moments every day or whenever you think of it, breathing into your heart center, that beautiful energy center in the middle of your chest, and you send it out to the world with an intention that it is a gift to all, especially our children, but you can leave it just as a gift to all. That's where it goes. And then because this is a free will dimension, we all get to choose. Do we accept that love? Do we receive it? If we set an intention for ourselves that we are willing and grateful to receive love from all sources that are divine and high intentioned, then we will, and we do. And so, I am going to, as part of my time here tonight, since clearly we are not getting any phone calls in tonight because of the technology challenges, I'm going to ask you to join me, and I hope that this recording is working, but I'm going to ask you to join me in connecting with our hearts, connecting with the love that we are, that we connect with through our heart centers. And we're going to send some love out to the world tonight. I hope that sounds like a good idea to you. To me, it's always joyful to do so. So before we begin that, because once we finish that, I will complete our time together with great joy. I just want to remind you that this is our last broadcast from the RightStream Radio Network. And starting next Sunday, March 4th, we will be airing live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer, from The Heart Healer Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll be able to find us at blogtalkradio.com/The Heart Healer Radio. And we will be here next Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Give a call at 6:45 p.m. to get into the queue. Our show is only for an hour. And so we do our best to reach everyone, but most nights we don't have enough time to do that. So when you call in at 6:45 and you get into the queue, you have a greater chance of being reached and receiving a free one-question reading on the air live. All right. And if you want to find out anything else, we will be posting this on EileenTheHeartHealer.com. As an event, all that information will be there in my event calendar for March 4th and moving forward. All right. I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. And again, a warm, heartfelt thank you to Daria Ann DiGiovanni and RightStream Radio and RightStream Publishing. To find Daria Ann, if you are looking to publish a book, because your book is your new business card, please do a search for Daria, D-A-R-I-A. Oh, I want to do this correctly. I'm not even sure if I have her website in here. Let me make sure that if I do, I want to give it to you. She usually does this for me. I do not have it. Okay, so I'm going to give you the spelling of her name and you can Google her. Because if you have any copywriting needs, ghostwriting needs, you're interested in writing a book, you have a book that's been sitting in your computer and you really aren't sure what direction to take, you can set up a free strategy session with Daria Ann. And so I'm going to, her name is Daria, D-A-R-I-A, A-N-N-E. Her last name is DiGiovanni, capital D-I, capital G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I. And of course, her contact information is here on RightStream Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. But do feel free to be in touch with her. Send her a message through her website, which I'm sure will be noted on the RightStream Radio information there. And let her guide you in this amazing process of writing your book or any of your publishing or document needs. She is a joy to work with, such a heart-centered and a very bright woman. And I would love to tell you, she has a new radio show that's on Monday nights. Find her website and she will be able to share that with you. All right. So let's just find a comfortable position. If you're driving in the car, please do not do this meditation with your eyes closed. All right, find a comfortable position. And go ahead and relax your abdominal muscles and begin to take some nice, deep, slow breaths into and out of your heart center. That is that beautiful energy center that sits in the middle of your chest. This is the place where the energy of love emanates from and where you receive love into. So as you breathe into and out of your heart center, I invite you to imagine what color love is to you. Imagine it as a light and give that light a color. Whatever it is to you is perfect. I often imagine it as the classic colors of the heart energy center, which is either pink or green or a beautiful blending of both. So as you breathe into and out of your heart center and you imagine that color of love in whatever color resonates with you, that color of love gets brighter and brighter as you focus on it. Breathe slowly. Don't hyperventilate. Just take your time. And notice as you breathe into and out of your heart center how the tension in your shoulders just falls away, just melts away. Your shoulders relax, as do most of the areas that you're holding tension in your body. There is a reason why this is happening. When you focus on your heart center, it activates your connection to your heart also, the organ, your heart. And this beautiful organ that is so vital for us being alive in these bodies, these beautiful human vessels that we travel in, while we are here on this divine Mother Earth, that heart organ has the ability to do something that our brains cannot. So as you continue to breathe into and out of your heart center, know that your heart organ is very gently bringing all of your other organ systems into balance with its energy, which is the highest energy of love. There's a reason why that beautiful heart symbol and Valentine's Day and love is connected. And love is the highest frequency that exists. It is unmeasurable. And so all of those wonderful high frequencies that always feel so good to us, love, joy, passion, excitement of any kind. These are high vibrational frequencies that elevate us. And love is the highest. It is the most healing vibration, which is why when we connect in with our hearts, it is healing to us. When we live from a place of conscious heart connection, the choices that we make are more in divine order for us, and our actions follow. It's not just an idea. It actually is a dynamic, an energetic and real dynamic that supports us in promoting the most amazing degree of health and well-being as we are in these bodies. And so as you continue to breathe into and out of your heart center, and that beautiful light has become so bright that you can see it like a star going nova, light expanding in all directions from you, from that central heart of yours. So we set an intention that that love that is us, that is our divine source, our God-sourced light, or whatever language is resonant with you, that is your source as you believe it to be. We send that love out in all directions as a gift to all that it touches. Let that love fill the space that you're in. And as you focus on breathing into and out of your heart center, that light expands and fills your entire community. A gift to all, especially to those that have experienced sadness, grief, and trauma and loss. A gift of love to help lift them and to support them through this human journey. And as we breathe into and out of our heart centers, that love expands and fills our completely, our states, our communities, our states, our provinces, our countries. Again, there are no boundaries to this love. And this light of love now expands to fill our entire continent. Wherever we are. And it expands to fill the entire planet, our blessed Mother Earth. Let us imagine this love that we so generously are sending out goes down into the depths of the planet, to the heart of our mother. And once it reaches her core, it then expands and comes back up and out in all directions. A gift of love to all who dwell within Mother Earth as it reaches the surface. A gift for all who dwell upon her, who share this planet with us. And it expands out into our atmosphere. A gift of love to all who dwell above her. And when it reaches the outermost boundaries of our atmosphere, it expands beyond that into the universe. A gift of love to all. And what's amazing is that there is this wonderful principle that what we send out comes back to us multiplied, which is why it's so important to be conscious about who we are being and what we are sending out, consciously and unconsciously. So since we have chosen to send out consciously this gift of love, we know that that love comes back to us multiplied. And so imagine your love, your light of love, is now returning to you, multiplied, and breathe it into your heart. And let it fill every cell in your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tiniest toes. And it gently expands and fills every cell of skin. So that from deep within you, you are filled with this beautiful, high, healing vibration of love, and you are surrounded by it. And take another deep breath in, and slowly release it. And one more nice breath. And slowly release it. And when you feel ready, become very present in your body again and present where you are. Being very aware of your body and your surroundings. and open your eyes when you're ready. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It has been my joy to be here with you. I wish you joyful moments this week. May you know that you are love, that you are surrounded by love, and that you are loving. Yes, indeed. So, have a blessed rest of your evening. Don't forget to join me next Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on The Heart Healer Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Eileen, the Heart Healer. I'm sending you blessings of love and gratitude and wish you all a wonderful evening and a blessed good night.